Shalom Uvracha, welcome everyone. Be'ez Hashem, continue with Tehillim Life Lessons, Shir number 51, with Mizmor Chav Hei. L'David Eilecha Hashem, Nafshi Esa. David HaMelech is telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nafshi Esa, I'm elevating, I'm picking up my nefesh to you. What does this mean? What is the theme of this kapitel? Why did David HaMelech write chapter 25? If you take a look at the order of the 22 psukim, we'll notice that this is the first time in Tehillim that David HaMelech writes in the Aleph Beis order. However, there are three letters that are missing: Beis, Vav, and Kuf. And of course, the question is, why are they missing? To which the Svarim tell us that the gematria of Beis, Vav, and Kuf, 108, is the same gematria as Gehenim. Explains the Svarim that if a person says Kapitel Chav Hei, which was written by David HaMelech as a perek of tshuva, then the person will save himself from Gehenim. And in fact, Svardim have this Kapitel, this chapter of Tehillim, placed in their Tachanun Tefillah, to be recited when they recite Tachanun. So we see it has this intrinsic chelik of Tefillah, of Tshuva, as David HaMelech wrote it for that reason, not just for himself, but for all future generations. But the question has to be asked, how is it possible that a person will recite words of Tehillim, of Perek Chav Hei, and that alone will save him from Gehenim? We know, as Ben Bagbag tells us at the end of Perek Hei Pirkei Avos, Lefum Tsar Agra, according to the difficulty is the reward. And for a reward such as great as saving oneself from Gehenim, it's not just by reading the words of Tehillim. So what's pshat? And we're not here to minimize the power, the koyach of the words of Tehillim. But let's understand, how is it when a person recites the words of Perek Chav Hei, Mizmor Chav Hei, chapter 25, L'David Eilecho Hashem Nafshi Esa, that this will save the person from Gehenim? So perhaps we can suggest the following. We find also, the Gemara tells us about the reward of Olam Haba that awaits a person who recites Tehillah LeDavid. For a person who recites Ashrei three times a day, we are told that this is a person who is a Ben Olam Haba, which is really the flip side of not going to Gehenim, is going to Olam Haba. And just like the Mefarshim explained over there, it's not just by saying Ashrei, but it's living one's life with the lessons that Ashrei is teaching us. And that's what we'd like to suggest over here as well. It's not just by saying the words L'David Eilecha Hashem Nafshi Esa, but it's by living the message, the lessons that Perek Chav Hei has to teach us. To that, we ask the question, what is David HaMelech teaching us over here in this Perek of Tshuva? And the truth is, there are Svarim who explain that really the first Pasuk Aleph is an introduction to the Perek, which we normally find by many Prakim. And really the Perek starts by Pasuk Beis Elokai. But the Rakeach says, one of the Rishonim of the Bali Tosfos, that to start a Perek with Hashem's name, we try to avoid, David tried to avoid that. Because if someone would say, for example, you're having a conversation, and you mention the Perek you're up to by saying Hashem's name, you don't want to just say Hashem's name like that. So therefore, Pasuk Aleph is L'David Eilecha Hashem Nafshi Esa. There are in fact 8 different explanations of the word Esa that I've seen brought down, what the word Esa means. We're going to take the approach of Nafshi Esa, how the Nefesh is the lowest level of the Neshama. There's a Nefesh, there's a Ruach and Neshama. The Nefesh is connected to the Bahamistic, the animalistic part of the person. David HaMelech is telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eilecha Hashem, to you Hashem, Nafshi Esa. I'm going to elevate my nefesh, the lowest part of my neshama. And the fact that Rizal tells us that when a person recites Shema, and he is accepting Hashem as the Melech, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And he has in mind that when he comes to fulfill this mitzvah of saying Shema twice a day, in the morning and the evening, which is Daraisa, Kriyat Shema Lamita is Derabanan, he has in mind that if it would be a situation to have to give up his life for Hashem, the person would give up their life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem views that person as if they sanctified themselves and gave up their life to serve Hashem. That a person says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, b'chol nafshecha, with all of his heart, the person is giving up his life to serve Hashem. Even if the person didn't do it, didn't come to a nisayon, a challenge, a test, Hashem says, I view it, explains the Arizal, I view it as if you gave up your life to serve me. This is what David Melech is telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eilecha Hashem nafshi esa. To you Hashem, nafshi esa. I elevate my nefesh. If it has to come to a point of mesiras nefesh, to give up my life to serve you, to mekadesh Shem Shemayim, I am ready to do so. And in fact, we find by Rabbi Kiva at the end of Maseches Brachos, where Rabbi Kiva was taking out the famous story, where he was taken out by the Romans, and he was combed with metal combs. And you say the word comb, and the truth is, it takes away from the seriousness of what's going on, because you think of a comb that you brush your hair with, comb your hair. These are metal iron bars that they're torturing Rabbi Kiva with. And he's saying, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu. And his Talmidim say, Rebbe, how much can a person take? To which Rabbi Kiva responds, Kol Yomai, all the days of my life, I waited for this opportunity. To Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. Now that I have this opportunity, I'm not going to cherish the moment. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Yotzei Neshmasa Bi'Echad. His life left when he said the Shem Echad, the last word of Shema Yisrael. And the Ben Ish Chai asks a question. Ben Ish Chai asks, what's going on over here? Rabbi Kiva starts saying Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem. The Talmidim asks him a question, and he responds in the middle of the Pasuk, what's going on over here? Is it a time for Shema? Is it not a time for Shema? Is he think he's dying now, so then he's having a conversation in the middle of Shema Yisrael? How do we understand what's going on? And explains the Ben Ish Chai that that's not exactly what happened. What happened was that the Romans would take out Rabbi Kiva, not just once, and torture him with these metal rods and scrape his body with it. But this happened on a regular occasion. This happened numerous times. And the Talmidim and Rabbi Kiva screamed out, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Again and again, he was sanctifying Hashem's name. I'm ready to give myself over to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if that's what you want. Mekad Hashem Shemayim. And the Talmidim said, Rabbi, how much pain can you take? Rabbi, how can you take this? To which Rabbi Kiva responded, Kol Yomai, all the days of my life, I look forward to Mekad Hashem Shemayim, to give myself over with Mesiris Nefesh, to serve Hashem. So this happened numerous times. And the last time that this conversation happened, the last time that the Romans took them out, after the conversation happened, explains the Ben Ish Chai, that's when Yotzei Neshmasa Be'Echad. It wasn't a conversation in the middle of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It was Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The Talmidim, he was still alive, Rabbi Kiva was still alive. The Talmidim asked, how much can a person take? To which Rabbi Kiva responded, Kol Yomai, all the days of my life, I anticipated this opportunity. And then eventually, after they kept on doing this to Rabbi Akiva, it was Yotzer Nishmasa Be'echod, his life departed, his neshama went up to Shemayim, when he said Echod, that Hashem was one. So this is David HaMelech. He's telling us that David, Eilecho Hashem Nashi Esa, I am elevating, I am prepared to give my life over to serve you, B'Mesiris Nefesh, Al Kiddush Hashem Shemayim. And this is what we have to do when we say Shema as well. We have to try to elevate ourselves to that Madrega. Of Shema Yisrael Hashem L'Kein Hashem Echad. B'chol Nafshecha. Afilu Noitos Nafshecha. With all of my Nefesh. It's Nefesh. B'chol Nafshecha. Just like we have over here. Nafshi Esa. And this is a way to Mekad Hashem Shemaim. But there's an even greater way. There's an even greater way to Mekad Hashem Shemaim. And that way is not by giving one's life up. The Kaddish Shem Shemayim, the Mesiris Nefesh, of that time when the person's neshama goes up to Shemayim, but by a person living his life day after day after day, Al Pi HaTorah, Al Pi HaMitzvos, passing the Nisyonos, and the Nisyon is Maloshen Nes. Nes is a banner. To elevate, the banner is held high up, like a flag. So too, a nes is to elevate the person, to raise the person to another level. That's nafshi esa. It's not just when a person is mekadeshim shemayim, and his nefesh leaves this world. But it's every single day we have these opportunities to mekadeshim shemayim, to lift ourselves, nafshi esa, when we have this nisyonis, this challenge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. This is our opportunity of nafshi esa. I will bring my nefesh to a higher level, to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Beis, is the groundwork for how a person comes to this nafshi esa, Elokai. Step number one, we all have to know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elokai. Hashem is my God. Not just that person who's on a very high madrega, the Skoyein, the Levi, or that big Talmud Chacham. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elokai. My God. And therefore, it's b'cho v'tachti. It's in you I trust. I have b'tochen in you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because you are the address. You are the one and only one that I turn to. Elokai. B'cho v'tachti. In you I trust. And b'cho, in fact, is gematria of 22, like we have 22 psukim of this perek. A reference to the 22 words of the Torah. Of the Aleph Beis. And in fact, I want to share with you a story I heard a few days ago. A remarkable story. A father and a son were having a conversation. And the 8-year-old little boy turns to his father and says, "What is the most important part of the Torah?" So many people might be thinking that Seres Hadibros. Others might be thinking, well, every single word of the Torah is as equal as the next. Even the words of the Aleph and Saf of an S have the same importance of Hashem's name to some degree. So how can we really say what part is more important than next? In fact, even though we do stand by the Aseres Hadibros and different parts of Kriyas HaTorah, we really should be standing by the Baruch of the Aliyah and continue to stand for the Aliyah, not to stand special for that Aliyah. Because then we're showing that certain parts of the words of the Torah are more important than others. So what could be the answer that this little boy wanted to suggest to his father? What is the most important part of the Torah? Listen to this insight from this little 8-year-old boy. And he said to his father, it's the Aleph Beis. The Aleph Beis, the letters that create the words of the Torah HaKadoshah. This, the 8-year-old little boy, suggested to his father, is the most important part of the Torah. and it could be he's right. Elokai Bicha, with 22, the 22 letters of the Torah. Batachti, I trust in you. And the rest of this perek is focusing on tshuva. Gam kol koivecha lo yivoshu. Yevoshu haboidim reikam. Those who yearn in you, in the salvation, because you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will accept their tshuva. Lo yevoshu. They will not be embarrassed. In Pasuk Dalid, Derechecha Hashem Hoidieni, Aruchisecha Lamdeni, David HaMelech is asking Hashem to show me the proper path. Hadricheni v'amitecha. Direct me v'amitecha. In the emes, direct me in the path of truth. I want to ask you a question. I know you can't respond because you listen to a recording. But I still want to ask you a question. The question is, what is one of the greatest aspects of tshuva? If someone would ask you, I'm asking you right now. If someone would ask you, what is one of the greatest expressions of tshuva? What would you answer to the person? What would you answer to the person who asked you this question? One of the greatest aspects of tshuva. I can fairly assume that most of us have an art scroll sitter in our house. If you take a look at the art scroll sitter, and you look over the words of each bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, you'll notice that there's a word of like an introduction. And the truth is, I'm not sure if this is where they based it from, but the Chavetz Chaim, in his Svarim, he suggests that one does this. He suggests that a person will first say the, or think to himself, not to say the words during Shemoneh Esrei, but to think of the topic before you begin the actual words of the Shemoneh Esrei, of that bracha. The bracha of tshuva, what is the bracha of tshuva? In other words, it says tshuva, you look in your sitter, and we have a bracha. What is that bracha of tshuva? One of the greatest expressions of tshuva is limudat Torah, is learning Torah. Hashiveinu, as we say in Shemoneh Esrei, Avinu, we daven to Hashem, Hashiveinu, Avinu, L'seira Secha, Hashem, we say, my father, we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a father, bring me back to your Torah. I've strayed, I've gone the wrong direction, I made a mistake. Hashiveinu, Avinu, L'seira Secha. We have the Torah and Avodah Zarah, the mitzvahs. And the fact that Rekeach tells us that the word Ha-Emes, Hey Aleph Mem Saf, Ha-Emes, as we have over here, Hadricheni V'amitecha, Dovr HaMelech turns to Hashem, direct me, I want to come back. Direct me V'amitecha in your truth. What is the truth? Ha-emes. If you spell out the letters, Hey, Aleph, Mem, Sof, Bimeluyoy. In other words, Hey, how do you spell the letter Hey? Hey, Aleph. How do you spell the letter Aleph? Aleph, Lamed, Fei. And you spell out the rest of the letters. There are different ways in spelling letters. Says the Rakeach, if you spell out the letters of Ha-emes, the truth, you come out to Tof, Resh, Yud, Gimel. Taryag 613. What is Ha-Emes? What is the truth? The mitzvahs of the Torah. David HaMelech is turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu here in Pasuk Hey, Hadricheni v'amitecha, direct me, lead me v'amitecha, so I can understand how to do the mitzvahs properly. Teach me. And this is what we all have to daven for. As we said, this is a perek of Tehillim, of tshuva. What is tshuva? Tshuva is limudat Torah. To strengthen our limud Torah, to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to do the mitzvahs as best as I can. Well, how do you do the mitzvah the best way you can? You have to learn it. You have to learn, what is the mitzvah about? You're learning it because you want to do the right thing. You want to do the mitzvah, you want to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hadricheni derech, direct me, v'amitecha v'lamdeni, and teach me. The Rekech says further, We have over here in Pasuk Dalid, Orchaisecho Lamdeni. The Orech, the way. Lamdeni, the proper way, teach me. Then you have over here, V'amitecho Lamdeni. As we just said in Pasuk Hey, V'amitecho Lamdeni. With your truth, teach me. In Pasuk Tes, V'yelamed Anovim. This is the third time that David Melech is bringing out, explains the Rekeach, who is one of the Bali Toysvis, who had Ruach HaKodesh. This is the third time David Melech is beseeching Hashem, teach me the proper path to come back to you. Says the Rekeach, there are a few Rimazim over here, these three psukim, Aruchesech Olamdeini, V'amitecho V'olamdeini, and the Yelamid Anovim, and teach the humble, because only the humble person who is loy made me kol adam, who is willing to learn from everyone, can grow closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Rekeach, this corresponds to Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. These three different psukim corresponds to Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, because as we said, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sorisecha, one of the greatest expressions of tshuva, as this kapitel is a chapter of tshuva, it's Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, as well as Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud, Chumash, Mishnayis, and Gemara. As well as another example, he says here, he says, Keneged, Talmud, Halachas, and Agadois. The Gemara, the Halachas, and the Midrashim. Ki David, Hoyoloi Mei Toyer, Shebechsav, Shebaal Peh, Yemen Valayla. David Melech learned Toyer, Shebechsav, day and night. And corresponding to that, he wrote here, Kenegdam Oimer, Ki Yumim, Bimizmor. And he said, how do you fulfill it? And he explained over here, in this capital of Chaf Hei. And we start with the question, after we mentioned that David HaMelech wrote this capital with the Aleph Beis order, but he left out the Beis, the Vav, and the Kuf, because that's the Gematria of Gehenim. And we said that if a person recites capital Chaf Hei, it'll protect him from Gehenim. And we asked, but just by saying words, that will do the job. And we explained that is by saying the words and understanding what we're saying, and the person follows the instructions that David HaMelech is setting out before us. He lives his life. Nafshi Esa. I'm ready to sanctify myself to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'mesiras nefesh. Afilu neitos nafshecha. Even if it means to take myself out of this world for you, mekadoshim shemayim. But then we said, even on a higher madrega than that, is to live one's life al kiddushim shemayim al pi haTorah mitzvos. Ha emes is Taryag 613, and that is the message over here. That doing tshuva is limud haTorah. Hadricheni v'amitecha, v'lamdeni, and teach me. Archaisecha. Teach me your ways. Yadrech anovim b'mishpat v'yelamid anovim darkoi. Teach the anovim. I'm ready to accept what you have to teach me, says David HaMelech. And David HaMelech wrote this for every single one of us. Beruach kodshoi, for future generations, that we can turn to Perek Chaf Hei and do tshuva and mechazik ourselves and follow these lessons. To do tshuva through Limud HaTorah, and come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you for joining.